Alva, a lot to talk about in the August edition of Desert Exposure. And we begin with an event at the beginning of September. It's the Border Scene Film Festival, last year called the Borderlands Film Festival.
This year's event takes place on September 6th to 9th at Allen Theater Cineport and Video 4 in Las Cruces. The theme for this year is overcoming challenges. I sat down and talked with Michael Evans for a while, and he's very excited, as he always is, about the upcoming film festival. And the one of the challenges that this festival is overcoming is the challenge for people who can't afford to go to film festivals. The tickets will be very low cost this year, and everybody should have the opportunity to watch this film festival. If you can't go to it, you can actually take part and watch all the films from the comfort of your couch for a mere $15 ticket.
Wow.
If you choose to attend in person, there's not only films, also workshops, panels, and parties.
Okay, a lot happening. And again, that is September 6th through the 9th in Las Cruces. Well, here's an interesting follow-up. Morgan Smith wrote an article about something that made a lot of headlines, not just here, but all over the country. And that was a privately built border wall near Sunland Park.
Morgan's taken some lovely photos and talked to the people involved. There's a privately funded section of border wall standing near Sunland Park and climbing the rugged mountainside of Monte Cristo Rey. This section of wall was raised by an organization called We Build the Wall, which is headed by Air Force veteran Brian Colfage, who started a GoFundMe page to get it done and raised $20 million. This section of wall is more than half a mile long and was built for $8 million.
Interesting. So we'll read more about that and get to see some great photos in Desert Exposure. We move on to an event with more than 40 artists. Carrizozo showcasing its history and the arts the weekend of August 17th and 18th.
So Carrizozo, which is the seat of Lincoln County, a bit north of Tularosa and Alamogordo, they have an open weekend where they're inviting everybody to come to their town and visit all the art galleries and all the artists. And the library will have lectures and film screening. There's also the Tularosa Basin Gallery of Photography, which is hosting a preview party for the event on the 16th, which is Friday evening. That gallery is the biggest photo gallery in the state, and they always display the New Mexico Magazine Photo Contest winners. It's just a great place to visit, even if you're not visiting anywhere else.
Okay, another road trip perhaps will take you to the Silver City area for the annual Gem and Mineral Show.
So there's a very active Rockhound group in Silver City, and the Mineral Show takes place at the end of August and the beginning of September. The show chair, Janine Weiner, was hooked when she moved to Grant County. She calls it one of the most mineralized counties in New Mexico. This event is free and full of learning opportunities, free gifts, and plenty of vendors with lots of glittering surprises.
Oh, I love that. So I would love to go to that. We wrap up with a reminder that you have a big writing contest and the deadline is fast approaching.
The deadline is on August 15th, and we would really love to see whatever you have up your sleeve. We take submissions of short stories, poems, and prose, all of which can be up to 4,000 words long. There's no entry fee, and there's a possibility of winning a grand prize of $100 or four runner-up prizes of $25. Of course, all the winners will be published in Desert Exposure.
Elva, thanks so much for being with us.